Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right now, the drive is live.
Yeah, it is. And I'm going to tell you, that was a pretty good tease. But I'm not much into teasing. I'm into touching. So I need everybody to come on out here, man. 99-59. We are at Buffalo Wild Wings. Got a couple giveaways today. We're going to give away a Texas Star Grill Shop gift card. We're going to give away a couple of Bud Light pop-up cornhole boards as well. So come on out, get you a couple of drinks and some good grub here at Buffalo Wild Wings. And I'm sure the Bud Light girls will be here a little later on. And we got a pop-a shot going on over here. Is that actually throwing footballs through the holes there as well? So come on out and hang out with us. Today's show is locked and loaded. We got Danny Cannell talk a little college football coming up at 3 o'clock. You want to stay plugged into that. He's one of my favorite, one of the best in the game when it comes to college football. Also, we got D'Amico Ryans and C.J. Stroud will both meet with the media, and we will bring those press conferences to you in full right here on Sports Radio 610. So make sure you stay plugged in. Both of those will occur, I believe, one in the 2 o'clock hour, one in the 3 o'clock hour. We'll bring them to you as soon as we get them on the mic. So we'll get that thing locked in. Ron the Show Ugly is out again today, and my man Brandon Scott is in. B. Scott, how you doing, man?
Man, I'm living good. Always a good time to come out to New Caney. Like you mentioned, in your childhood, it looked one way. In my early adulthood, when I lived out in Conroe and did a lot of Montgomery County work, I find myself out here. And even, man, since then, it has developed. It is a good time to be out here. We were out here together last year, around this time, early on in the season. Always a good time to come out here, man. So I'm living good. I told you before we started the show, the closer we get to game day, and it's a little bit prolonged this week. We got a Monday night game, a late Monday night game, as opposed to our normal Sunday noon kickoff. But I'm just as excited as I normally would be on a Thursday, ready to get to it, man. Got a lot to get to.
Absolutely, man. By the way, if for anybody out there that's, you know, I don't know, I'd say 35 and up, if I don't care if it was in Grangerland, if you your grandmother, grandfather, somebody that meant something to you, lived on a dirt road, and you didn't get on a bicycle and ride as fast as you can and slam on the brakes and see how long you could make that line and piss them off, that's really scare them. Now that I'm a father, I realize I was scaring the hell out of Granny instead of pissing her off. But, boy, if you didn't do that, you don't know what you missed.
Oh, man, everything that I learned, whether it was a dirt bike, a regular bike, driving an actual vehicle, was all on a dirt road. Similar to this, you know, my mother's side of the family is from the Beaumont area, but in the sticks north of Beaumont in Silsby. And I imagine that New Caney around that time looked a lot how Silsby, I would say, looks to this day. It's looked the same since my mama grew up in the 60s and 70s. But, yeah, man, I can certainly identify and relate, man. A good time, that rural living, man, for
That's
sure.
That's right. Buffalo Wild Wings, 59-99 up in New Caney. Come on through and hang out with us. B. Scott, yesterday I framed a question, and I know it was good because, one, we had some good conversation around it, but, two, Larry and Stafford called in and called me crazy. We framed the question as, you know, is this the last chance for Texans fans to buy into this iteration of the Texans? And I'm not putting – the question wasn't necessarily framed around this one game in a vacuum is going to make you make your mind up, but you don't perform well, or you have some of the same warts that you had prior to Tennessee in this game and you come up short. I do think there is a, hey, you're 0-4 against quality football teams and you've got two wins against cellar dwellers. I think the mood around this organization is definitely going to change and has to change. But yesterday I framed it as, you know, is this the last chance for you to buy in? And today I'm asking it a little different way. Is this a must-win game for the Houston Texans?
Yeah, because I would – if I had to answer your question from yesterday, I would say no, not necessarily. But your question today – and that question was, again, is this the last chance to buy in? I think it is a chance. I don't think it's necessarily the last chance because we are still that early on in the season. But with that said, with your follow-up question today, how we're leading the show off, is this a must-win? I got a tough time saying that it ain't. Like, to me, it absolutely is for a number of reasons. One, you want to see the team play well, and normally if they play well, it means that they win the game. That's not necessarily the case, but normally if they play well, they'll win the game, and so you want to feel better about your team and the morale, the momentum, however you want to characterize it or frame it, that you took into the bye week, you'd like to carry out of it, certainly. But I would say, just in terms of math, Clint, I don't feel like the Texans are in a position – and then me kind of speaking from their lens or on their behalf or however you want to look at that, I don't feel like we're in a position to not have a must-win game if you're a couple of games behind the teams in your division. You just started playing good football recently. I got to look at it as a must-win. Now, is it one that, like, you automatically chalk up and say, yeah, they should win this game? No, we're breaking down the matchup. We see all of the problems that Seattle poses for the Texans. But just in terms of the numbers game, you already being – but like, think about it. Indianapolis is 5-1, bro. They're 5-1, okay? Seattle just beat Jacksonville and did you a favor last week. They're 4-2. But think about it. The benefit of this game being on a Monday night, late Monday night at that, is that all of the other AFC South teams will have played on Sunday. And so the true answer to this question will be answered on Sunday, depending on what Jacksonville is able to do against the Rams, and I'm trying to remember who Indianapolis has, but they're on the road, I believe, as well.
The Chargers.
There you go. They're on the road against the Chargers. So if they win, God forbid, they win those games, and they're winnable games for both of them, it's absolutely a must-win game. Now, if they lose, they do you some favors. And you could say, hey, well, if we play well, then we feel good about the team and feel good about the direction. But where we sit right now on a Thursday, on a thirsty Thursday at Buffalo Wild Wings in New Caney, I gotta say it's a must-win game. You gotta go get it. You gotta have it.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think this is a must-win game, and I know people like Larry called in yesterday. It's an NFC game, for crying out loud. It's early in the year. Yeah, I get it. Look, but I mean I've been on a 2-4 team in the NFL. That ain't no place to be. I mean the dynamic changes. Like the D'Amico Ryans faces a new challenge. Right, a different challenge that we haven't seen him necessarily tackle at this level, you know. And obviously, if D'Amico's approach to the team changes, and obviously everybody below him, their approach to football changes as well. And look, when I say changes, I mean all of a sudden you got to convince guys that what you're doing is right.
Yeah.
All of a sudden you're in the back, like in the background, like right now we're tearing Nick Caley apart and this offense apart and every, you know, being stuck on every word that D'Amico says. Well, all of a sudden, boy, the team gets stuck on it. 2-4 is painful now.
Yeah.
And to your point, you look at what Indianapolis is doing. They've got the Chargers and they got the Titans. The Chargers are beat up. And if you look at the Chargers' schedule, they've won a couple of games, but the schedule isn't real challenging. So, to be honest with you, Indianapolis, unless Indianapolis is just a fluke to this point, the odds are they're going to win both them damn games. So you're looking at a 7-1 football team right there at the top of the division. And I don't know how long you can continue to go, well, we're just going to be patient. We're not going to worry about what's going on around us. We're going to be patient. I feel like this is a game that they dug a hole, and now all of a sudden this game is one that I believe you got to have.
Well, and if you lose the game, think about this. If you lose the game, how much pressure does that put on that three-game home streak? right, on that three-game homestand that you're on after this game when you get the 49ers, the Broncos, and the Jaguars, I think where we sit right now, you don't feel like you necessarily got to sweep all three of those games. You'd love to, right? You'll take every win that you can get. But as we sit here now, we don't necessarily feel like they got to sweep all three of those games. You lose this game, and now, like, you're just running out of time. You're running out of leeway, out of runway when you talk about being behind and what you're facing. And then, as you mentioned, what the teams around you are facing, the uphill battle becomes that much more uphill if you lose this game.
Isn't it wild, man, what one game can do?
Yeah.
I mean, what literally one game – and I know there's a bunch of everybody relax folks out there. That's I mean, to me, that's one of them. Like, it might work out for you if you spell relax, but odds are it ain't. You know what
right.
I mean?
Yeah.
But no. It's crazy. You go to Seattle in prime time.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
And literally, I believe this is a game where if the Texans can win this game, I believe that people start talking about them again in a real contender, moving in the right direction. Maybe not Super Bowl, but definitely playoffs lookout.
Yeah.
If you lose this game, I believe people start questioning D'Amico at the top, Nick Caserio at the top, definitely C.J. Stroud. And I think the conversations get really ugly around the Texans in a sense of, has D'Amico and Nick failed C.J. Stroud after his rookie year with this offensive coordinator shuffle? So, and I only paint the picture to say, you go from – hey, man, get ready for them playoffs, baby. We've got a three-game home stretch here that we can get back on the right side of this thing, too. Holy cow, man, is this thing going to last?
Yeah, not only do I think it's a must-win game, which it is, I do believe that, but even aside from that, must-win game or not, it's absolutely a narrative shifter.
Yeah.
Right? I think it's a narrative shifter. You go out there on Monday Night Football, the late Monday Night Football game at that. Now, I know they're doing that doubleheader Monday night thing again.
Ooh, but this hurt you, boy, in that postgame show.
This is the late. I know, ooh, man. I feel for y'all, man, to be honest. But this is one of those where if you play well, you have a marquee game on a marquee stage.
No question.
It does a lot of what you're talking about and shifting the narrative about C.J. Stroud and his team and whether they're contenders and all of that. They do the opposite. And they go out there and lay an egg. And now it's like, oh, well, the Texans aren't for real. Kind of same old AFC South, you know, or shifting the focus of the AFC South to be squarely on the Indianapolis Colts, the cool story that is Daniel Jones and how everybody wants to fixate on that. Looking at them in Jacksonville and the Texans being on the outside looking in, not just from a numbers perspective, but in the whole conversation and how they're viewed. So I think a lot of it has to do with not just them winning the game, but how they look. Like, I think they could look good, lose the game, and we still be a little bit hopeful about the direction of the team.
Sure. I agree.
That could certainly happen. But they could also go out there, lay an egg, lose the game by a lot, or not look very competitive, get dominated up front, these type of things that we are concerned about, and then completely erase themselves from the relevant conversations in football. Now, it's going to be up to them to shift the narrative.
Yeah.
Like, they actually got to go out there and do it. But I think it is a narrative shifter for sure.
I'll be honest with you where I'm at with it. I think if the Texans go play, like, if what we've seen versus these two cellar dwellers, the Baltimore Ravens and the Titans, if we see the offense, like, that product, and maybe even in a little lesser shape because the Seattle defense is that real – but if you see that approach and you see them have to stay ahead of the change, if they're able to run the football at all, I think they win the game.
Yeah.
Like, I think this team is really, really tough to beat with that defense, with C.J. Stroud, with when you're getting Nico Collins and getting these other guys involved. If they're able to spread the ball around and get five or six receivers catches against this defense,
they
are going to be a very, very tough team to beat. I don't care if it is in Seattle and in a crazy environment in the Northwest. I don't care about that. So I'm really under that belief, to be honest with you, is if what we've watched offensively transitions to Monday Night Football at all, I think the Texans win the game.
Well, you mentioned running the football. I mean, if they're able to do that, they've cracked the code.
Yeah.
Because most teams have not been able to do that against the Seattle Seahawks, not to mention the fact that they get after the passer without necessarily bringing extra pressure. Like, they're not blitzing. They're bringing three. They're bringing four. Yeah.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last, so don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.